Hello everybody, it's me Roscoe, and welcome to another edition of the Kings of Anglia Track Girls Tour podcast, which is proudly sponsored by John Fallon Solicitors. Big up Mark Kennedy and the team for their continued support. And today we have a big podcast, a special guest, none other than the player of the year, voted by the fans, Sophie Pescott, the flying winger, our superstar, joins me. Pesk, always a pleasure to speak to you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Ross. Obviously quite recent from getting that supporters player, which I was really surprised by, actually. But yeah, the fans are great, and it's so good to be kind of noticed for a good season that I've had. I'm just playing with confidence and, yeah, really happy at the minute. So, yeah.
Yeah, what a season. Well deserved, Pesk. And I've also got you to get that out of your boot of your car. So show the viewers.
Don't you mean show everyone?
Yeah, it's massive. Look at that.
Lydia, it's bigger than me.
Yeah.
Oof. It is bigger than me. But I don't know where I'm going to put it, because it ain't going to fit. It's not going to fit anywhere.
No, like you could say try to what's behind you, but that's you can't, because
no, it's not going to fit in there.
No,
I might just have to be on my bedside table. Just remind me every time I go to bed.
Got to make sure you clean it and stuff like that as well.
Oh,
make
yeah,
sure
I was reckon I could have a drink out of it. I don't know. No, probably not.
Oh no, that'll come out.
yeah, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, but no, that's well deserved though, Pesk, and of course the fans voted for you, and what a season. Let's sort of reflect on your first season back as well from your ACL injury. What's that been like? You know, obviously you came back last year, which was fantastic, and you of course started where you left off, you know, before your injury and getting those goals and assists. But this year, first full season, how's it been?
Yeah, it's been great. The team this year are so together, and everyone just backs each other. Like, I even was very surprised, or not surprised, but like when I won the award, the amount of the girls that just seemed so happy for me, it was just unreal to see. Like, obviously we're all teammates and we all want to do well for ourselves, but like we all just want each other to do as well. So yeah, it's been such a good season, and I'm so glad that I could share it with literally my best mates. I won't forget it. It's been honestly the best season of my career so far, 100%. My goal this season really was to just start enjoying football again and to stay fit, and touch wood, I'm grateful that I've managed to do that with a lot of hard work as well, but around with the teammates and staff that have helped me, I've been able to do that. So yeah, I actually can't put into words how much I've enjoyed this season.
And yeah, those stats are looking good as well. 26 games, which is good. 12 goals, 18 assists. So that is, quick do maths there, 30 goal contributions.
30 goals, yeah.
Yeah, that is incredible.
Yeah, I think I remember like at the start of the season, my stats were like getting quite good, and people kept asking me kind of like, what's your goal for the end of the season, stuff like that. And I think I never really, I know you can sort of have a rough idea in your head, and I think I did, but at the start of the season, I think I just wanted to focus on the process and the bits before kind of a goal or an assist. And then I kind of just hoped that stats would come with it. And I guess, yeah, that's what's happened. And I know last season I probably did, you know, focus on the process and all the bits before it, and potentially things didn't always go my way. But I'm actually really grateful that it didn't, in a way. Like, I'm glad that I didn't just kind of get it given to me, and I had to even show that even after returning from my injury that I've still got to put in the work and I've still just got to be patient. So I think, yeah, I'd encourage anyone just to like focus on the process, and with time, like good things will come. I don't focus too much on the stats, even though, yeah, obviously if I get a goal and assist, I am happy about it. So yeah.
Of course, yeah, you fly down that wing and you assist so many goals. Of course, you score goals yourself, as those stats show. And obviously, it's been over a year or so now since your return from the injury. You know, you came back in that Luton game on that very dodgy pitch. But yeah, that journey, you know, I'm sure you reflect, you know, a lot. And obviously, in training, thinking, you know, you probably look at that knee and go, you know, we're back. And yeah, one full season in the bag.
Yeah, do you know what? I think I'm really starting to get to the point now where my injuries are in the past, and that's what I really wanted from this year. And, you know, I'm not going to lie and say I don't ever think about it, because obviously I do. I don't think it's something that ever really fully goes, but I think I'm getting to the point where I really trust it, and I trust my body, and I know that the hard work I've put in has got me to the point where I feel safe playing and I feel confident. So yeah, it's definitely in the past now, and I'm just so happy and so grateful that the hard work I put in really has paid off. And yeah, I mean, it doesn't stop now. I just want to keep going, really.
Yeah, and obviously this season we haven't achieved what we wanted, but there's been a lot of landmark moments, and obviously the big game at Portland Road, and this is an opportunity to get your reflections on that, Pesk. You know, it's been a few weeks now since that game. Obviously, what a crowd, what a win. And also, you scored as well. What was that like? You know, actually, we spoke to Nina on the previous Track the Girls Talk podcast. If you haven't watched that, go back and listen to a great podcast with her. But how was that build up for you, going into knowing you're going to be playing at Portland Road, and, you know, the same sort of build ups the men would get in terms of going to the training ground, eating there, then coming on the coach, and then getting introduced by all the town fans?
Yeah, I think if I'm honest, I was actually really nervous leading up to it. I think what made me nervous was like the unknown. Like, I'd never played in front of more than probably 1,000 or 2,000. So for me, knowing that I was going to have to play in front of a crowd of 10,000, what it ended up being, I think the unknown of how I would react to being in that situation, I was a bit nervous. But I think that I used those nerves quite well. I don't think it's a bad thing to be a bit nervous, you know, it means you care. But I think the excitement of the game just completely outweighed it. So yeah, leading up to the game was kind of surreal, to be honest. Like, it was all I thought about for weeks, if I'm honest. And then it honestly just went even better than I could have imagined. So yeah.
Yeah. And of course, you scored in front of 10,000 people. We've of course spoken a lot about that already, and you spoke to the press after the game, but what was that like, scoring in front of 10,000 fans, you know, cheering and obviously celebrating one of your goals?
Yeah, no, it was unbelievable. I think it was one of them things that I didn't want to overthink scoring, and then you end up not. So it was something that I definitely like visualized in my head, but I didn't overthink it too much. For it to actually happen, it was just so surreal. It was funny because I had so many things planned in my head of like celebration, what I wanted to do. And I think I just did the complete opposite. Like, I think I ended up kissing the badge, which I never planned to do. And it just happened. And it was literally just pure like emotion. And yeah, no, it was unbelievable. And seeing everyone else so happy for me when other people scored, like, you can just see on everyone's faces, everyone was buzzing. So it was a day I won't forget. So I'm really grateful to have been a part of that.
And of course, a very good performance from you and the whole team, obviously, you know, goals and everything just went right on the day for all of us. And not for me, actually, as a photographer, my car corrupted. So the celebrations from you, I lost completely. But thankfully, there was other photographers there. But I was so happy there was celebrations for all of you girls. And obviously, if you all went in, you know, middle of the pitch and hugged, I would not have been happy. But I'm pleased you all celebrated, and especially your goal. You pleased how your goal sort of came about?
Yeah, I am. I remember Tash saying when we were done the pitch walk, she was like, right side is where the cameras are. So if you score, she was like, right side. So I think when we all scored, we kind of were all a little bit cautious of that. And I'm not going to lie, I probably did want a good picture. So yeah, I think I was happy with my goal. Potentially a little bit of luck come into it to kind of end up kind of getting round that couple players and getting a kind of one-on-one with a goalie just across her. So potentially a bit of luck, but yeah, I had a good performance leading up to that. So I think that the prep work before it was there. And yeah, we all just worked for each other on the day. And honestly, I actually think it was perfect, and I don't think I would have changed anything about it. So yeah, I think the kind of feedback we've had has just been surreal. So yeah, we're all really happy with how it went.
Yeah, day to remember, a day, you know, trailblazers, as Joe named you after that. And yeah, and obviously you, of course, were, you know, player of the match, and you got brought up to speak to the press. I think you could play a match, or am I just making that up?
No, I think Tash did get it, but okay. I did speak to the press.
You did. That's what I'm probably thinking.
Yeah. Obviously you did, we'll give it to Tash.
We'll get on Tash in a bit. Don't worry, Tash. Okay. If you're listening,
Tash, we'll speak to you about you in a minute, all right?
Yeah, but you've got a big thing that you did recently, so that's really good. But what was that like? You know, Kieran, of course, brought you both you and Joe up. You know, you normally speak to Kieran for interviews, and you've done other interviews before for other media, obviously coming on this podcast before as well. But what was that like going up and sitting down in that media suite and chatting to, you know, different press?
Yeah, I think it obviously is a bit intimidating and something you're not used to. But I think we're all quite experienced with media training, I guess, now, where I think as well after a game like that where it went so well, I could just be completely honest and just say exactly how I was feeling. And I think when you say kind of exactly how you're feeling, it's quite easy just for it to flow. So I think it went all right. It was actually funny. You probably wouldn't have noticed, but I got cramp mid-interview. Sitting on the chair, like my hamstring just went, and I had to carry on talking and pretend that I didn't get cramp. And after, I was like, "Wow, I did!" Like, I was like, "Fair play for doing that." So yeah, that's a little inside information.
I like that. I was in the room, and I had to quickly switch off. There's a coffee machine in there, and it normally goes off during interviews. I had to quickly turn it off, but I thought you and Joe spoke very well, and you know, it just rounded off the day. It was a fantastic day. Lucky the weather was fine during the match, obviously before and also at half time. It absolutely petered down.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
The girl said, I was like, did it? I didn't even realise because it was perfect when we were playing.
Yeah, lovely sunny day. And obviously, the fact we called for the fans to come, the target was 10,000 and we got that. What was that like knowing, you know, when you, obviously, because I think they got announced at half time. I don't know if you girls would have known in the dressing room, but obviously after the game, everyone would have told you.
Yeah, I remember Mark Ashton before had a little chat with us and he was like, oh, girls, it's over 10,000 now. And we were like, I was like, stop selling them. I was like, oh my. I was like, how many is it going to get to? So we did know it was 10,000. And I just remember that hearing them singing like at the start and I was like, wow, like this is something I've never experienced. But I remember like my first touch of the ball, I've got the ball and I've just driven. And I remember I think it went out for a corner and I heard just the whole crowd literally roar. And I was like, okay, I'm fine now. Because I just remembered feeling like they were all kind of behind us and not, you know, if you're Chatham, it's probably a lot different. But I think for us, it really helped that they were all behind us and they were so positive the whole game, which really helped me personally and definitely all the other girls.
Yeah, and obviously, sadly, we play on some not so great pitches. So as a winger, I'm sure, and a player who loves to run with the ball, I'm sure that was a dream playing on that carpet.
Oh, yeah. Like, as you say, love Felix though, but the pitch isn't always, it's always got a little bit of a bobble. And I think it really helped us to play the kind of patterns in the football that we want to play. So, yeah, if we could play on surface like that every week, I think we'd get a lot more well-worked goals than I think we potentially would at Felix though. So, yeah, it was really good and it meant that we could kind of see the things that we'd been working on in training more. Because, you know, the way that we play, all the up, back and throughs and the close connections – is so much easier on a carpet. So, every week that'll be great.
That would be. And yeah, I just loved watching just all of you girls just on the ball, you know, during that game, because I just feel like you were just having, you know, well of a time because you could just play the football you really want to play. And obviously playing in front of that great crowd. And then obviously, sadly, you got brought down to earth with a away trip to rugby the week later. Obviously in front of not as many fans, maybe a different venue, the dressing room. Obviously the dressing room at Portland Road is bloody massive. I'm sure rugby was a bit different. What was that experience like, the dressing rooms changing and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think we knew that it was going to be very, I guess, humbling, if you say, to go from, as you say, like such a perfect day to then kind of going and playing on a little Astro, getting the coach up on the day and stuff like that. So I think it was nice, actually. If I'm honest, it was good to kind of just bring us back down to earth and make us realise that, like, we haven't made it yet. You know, we've still got a long way to go. Like, obviously, we want to play in the Championship and we haven't done that. So I think it was good for us to be brought down to earth and realise that we've still got a lot of work to do. So I'm actually glad that it was like that. But yeah, as you say, it was very humbling, and I think it did take, I guess, a really good mindset of all of us to still just work as hard and not take anything for granted, really.
Yeah, we're going to brush over the 1-0 defeat at Rugby. That happened, and I wasn't there, so we're not going to talk about it.
I won't talk about it.
Yeah, pretty much. So I don't know what happened. I do, because I got told and stuff. But yeah, and we've seen the footage and blah, blah, blah. But I want to talk about, actually, going back to Portman Road briefly, Pesk. What was that like when you saw 17, Peskett 17, you know, hang up in the dressing room?
Yeah, I think it kind of made everything seem quite real. And all the visualisation and thinking about it before the game, then when you're seeing it and you're like, right, I need to get ready and I need to go out and perform, it was kind of very surreal. But honestly, every second of the day was just perfect. Walking in the changing room and seeing your boots laid out, like, it was just, I think it just showed, like, what we've all worked so hard for. And it's been a long time coming. So I'm really, yeah, grateful that I was able to be a part of it, as Joe says about Trailblazers. And it's nice that all of us here in this team this year have been able to be a part of that history. So, yeah, it's kind of surreal, to be honest.
Yeah, what a day. And obviously, there's future games planned, hopefully. So, yeah, it won't be just the one memory at Portman Road. There'll be many more to come, so bring it on. Then back at the AJ Arena the last 2 weeks, which has been good, and two very good win, Pesk. We're going to start with the MK Dons game, a 1-0 win. Tash with a goal. Maisie Barker with an absolute great cross, and there was Tash to head home. Quick reflections on that 1-0 win. A clean sheet as well, so I'm sure the defence will be happy about that. Obviously, MK you know, a tough team to face. They've done, had a good season for them in terms of where they are at the moment. But yeah, 1-0 win, job done.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back to it. It was obviously a couple of weeks ago now, but I think that we know MK are always very organised and they're a tough team to break down. They're strong. So we knew that it was going to take just a bit more than, you know, us playing good football. We knew it was going to take a bit of grit, and we knew that we were going to have to want to win it more than them, in a sense. And I think that's exactly what we showed. And even towards the end, like, we managed the game really well. And yeah, obviously 1-0 isn't an as exciting game as we like, but I think it shows that we can play in games like that, and we can get results from teams that, I guess, you know, they were happy for us to control possession. And when you're breaking down a team that is happy to be without the ball, it can be hard sometimes. But yeah, as you say, I'm glad that we can show we can break them down, and we can just work hard to get the 3 points. So yeah, it was a positive result, and I think we're all very happy with that.
Big question here though, Pesk, and I'm sure you're going to back yourself, but who's quicker, you or Maisie?
Do you know what, I'll give it to Maisie. I have to. Yeah, she is quicker than me, but her legs are a lot longer.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I'll tell her that's her only excuse. If my legs were longer, I'd be quicker. But yeah, no, I love playing with Maze. I think she makes a lot of unselfish runs that goes very unnoticed, that just completely opens up space for me. Either that or I play down to her, and, you know, she's as good at defending as she is going forward. So I love playing with her. And yeah, I'll let her be quicker than me for that reason.
I thought that was a top assist as well. I'm sure you appreciate that assist as well, for that ball in for Tash. And obviously Tash was there to head home, but what assist that is.
Yeah, it was a very clinical goal. A great header from Tash. And as you say, like, if anyone who watched the goal back, the run that she made inside was just, it was so good for, it was a very, like, modern day fullback thing to do, which is exactly what Maisie is. So yeah, it was a great assist, great goal. So yeah.
From that win to another win this past Sunday, a 2-0 win against Hashtag United, who, their season now in terms of trying to win the title is over now because Portsmouth, got to say, fair play to them. They've had a good season and they won the league title. But yeah, 2-0 win against Hashtag. And then Tash hit 149 goals for the MK Dons game. And then she scores now 150th goal in this game. And obviously, it's another combo from you both because you assisted her again. And talk through us through this goal and then we'll talk about Tash's 150 goals.
Yeah, so thinking back to the goal. So I've got it. I think Evie's playing me in a halfway and then I've kind of just spun, driven, and then it's just been a clear pick out for Tash and she took it really well. Touch and shoot. She didn't even have to think about it. So I think I knew she was going to be there. I guess we have that. I don't know. I play with her so much now. You know where she's going to be. It was a really well-worked goal. And we actually joked before the game. I said to her, you're going to get your 150th goal today? And she said, oh, I hope so. And then she was like, you've got to assist me, though. And I was like, oh, okay. And then it actually happened. So I think we probably jinxed it. I'm really, really happy for her. Yeah,
you jinxed it in a good way. Sometimes
you jinxed it in a good way, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that in the future. I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah,
I'm going to be like 200th goal.
Oh, you never know. She could hit it. Never know with the numbers she's hit already. I think it's 207 games. I think she's played 150 goals, which is what a goal ratio that is.
Yeah.
And we were saying off record, weren't we, Pess? Like, how many assists have you maybe given those 150? You think you got 18 assists this year? You said maybe 10 of those, maybe Tash goals potentially. And then throughout the few years you've been at the club, you know, you've probably been part of those goals, a lot of those goals.
Yeah, it would be an interesting stat to look at. I'd love to know the actual ratio of it. We'll have to. I will get Kieran on that job. Yeah.
Yeah. K Dog, sort that out, mate. We'll see. Yeah, but for me, just looking back, because I think I was actually at Tash's sort of like the game she scored her first goal. So I don't think I've seen all of her 150th goals because I think there's some games I would have maybe missed. But I think I was at that. I think it was Enfield Town was her first goal she scored for the club, which is a bit of a blast from the past. But 150 goals, Tash, just incredible, Pess. Like, obviously, she's a forward, so that's her job. Like, that's a lot of people say, but that's her job. She's a striker. She should be scoring goals. But still, 150, just unbelievable stat.
Yeah, I think obviously it is her job, but it's not easy for a striker to be consistent. And, everyone has dips in form. And for a striker, there's obviously a lot more pressure on. You could be playing really well. And if you're not scoring, people are going to be saying stuff about you. So I think she's done really well just to keep working hard and, to have started the whole season when she's had competition. She's done very well and she deserves it. So she's always good to play with. I know that she's going to get her head on the end of my crosses, so I'm not complaining.
Definitely, yeah. 207 games played, 150 goals. She's got 24 goals this year. I think for any player at any level to stay at even one club for that long is fantastic achievement. So Tash, well done to you as always. And to make it 1-0, which was obviously it was 0-0 at half time, Pesk. And I didn't know how we didn't score in the first half. We had so many great chances. We were playing such great football. I was like, I couldn't keep up. I was enjoying myself so much. I was like taking all the snappy snaps as I normally do. And I thought, how have we not scored? What was that like in the dressing room thinking, girls, how have we not scored?
Yeah, I think half time was very constructive. Like we were all really happy and we were like, right, we're playing well. But I think we were all kind of knew that we've got to do better where we performances like that, we have to be putting them away. And as a forward unit, we all knew that. And, I owned up to one and said, like, I've got to do better there. And I think, second half, we went into it with a bit more grit. And we kind of just knew that, like, yeah, we want to play pretty football and we want to play well and put in good performances. But at the end of the day, we want to get 3 points. So I think it was an all-round performance. And in an ideal world, we put 3-0 in the first half and put it to bed. But I think that it showed really good character from us to stick at it. And I think it was an all-round really good performance.
Yeah, because on another day, you know, the opposition could, you know, nick one out of nowhere, which sadly has happened before with us, sadly, because of, you know, we've been so good. We've created loads of chances, we just weren't clinical enough. Another team have gone and scored. But thankfully, this time around, you know, we got the goal from Tash, and then obviously Ruby then clinched it. You know, lovely goal from her. Obviously, the keeper came up. I was like watching the keeper. I was like, is she going to do it? Yep, she keep going, she keep going. And obviously, Ruby nicked the ball and she goes and scores.
Yeah. I think that final goal just shows the work rate from us on the day. You know, we were 1-0 up and there was only a couple of minutes left, but we were still pressing really high and we're all fighting to get the ball back. So yeah, that just kind of epitomises that the performance that day, I think. And yeah, really good, well worked one from Ruby to press the goalie. And do you know what? It was kind of into an open net, but they're actually harder than they look. You know, when she had the ball and she took a touch, I was like, right, come on, Rube, take your time. But she took it really well. So yeah, it was a great goal from her.
Yeah, and I have to admit, you know, you girls, this season especially, you're looking fitter and fitter. Obviously, Nicola does a fantastic job with her role. But, you know, from the first minute to the final minute, you just keep going and keep going. Of course, fighting for each other.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, Nikki does a lot of work with us in the gym and on the pitch with Joe as well. So, yeah, I think that it's something that we want more. And, you know, next season, if we want to win the league, we have to be running more. We have to be working hard the whole 90 minutes. So yeah, I think that it's something that kind of, I'd say, starts from pre-season really. Like, we had a really solid pre-season, and for a lot of us to have stayed fit just shows that the work we do off the pitch definitely shows on the pitch, because it's something that we want to be fitter than every team we play, and it's something that you can control, I think. So controlling the things that you can, things like that, is definitely something that we want to use to put us ahead and put us an extra step ahead of other teams.
Yeah, and obviously it was another good 3 points, another clean sheet. So once again, shout out to the defence. Obviously another player of the month, player of the game for you, player of the match. I'm sure you're racking them up now. Of course, you know, have to, after the game, have to have a picture and stuff like that. You know, it must be another thing you love that the fans are voting, because, you know, your performances.
Yeah, no, it is good. I think sometimes, obviously, it's hard when there's players that are putting in performances week in, week out. And sometimes, obviously, I want them to get a bit of recognition as well. Like, as I say, like on Sunday, everyone put in a top performance. So I think any player on that pitch could have easily got player of the match. So, yeah, it is great. But equally, I know that I've still got to keep working hard, and yeah, every player on that pitch would have deserved it. So yeah, I'm going to enjoy it, but obviously got to keep grounded and stuff.
Definitely. Yeah, it was a team performance, so well done to all the girls who appeared. And obviously, once again, another good crowd, which is good to see. You know, it's, you know, fans are coming to watch some good football. And one thing I just love, and we've spoken about so many times on this podcast, is after the game, obviously, you know, have a little huddle. Joe says what he has to say. And then obviously you have hordes of, you know, fans wanting autographs, pictures, boys, girls, loads of different ages, which is good to see. I'm sure that's something you just don't get sick of, because it's just such a great thing to have, you know, that's happening every week.
Yeah, we all love it. I think that because obviously we have big crowds now, like 500-600, but because it is a little bit less, we are able to put more time into speaking to the fans after the game and signing things. Obviously, with the men, they can't sign 30,000 autographs. But for us, it's really nice that we can make an effort to see them all after, and I think that they all really appreciate that. So yeah, as you say, it's something that we never get bored of. After Portman Road, it was really surreal, because there was like so much more than we're used to. But yeah, no, it's great. I'd never get bored of it. And it's just, yeah, as I said, it's just surreal to see people really looking up to us, and to see them kind of want to be in our position. It's really nice, because when I was younger, I didn't have that many role models that I could realistically see myself being. So for them to look at us and kind of think, yeah, like I really want to be like that one day, it's just going to inspire all of the next generation, and it's going to mean that men's and women's football is just going to get bigger and bigger. So it's exciting to see, you know, in the next 10, 20 years where women's football could be. Like, it's actually, I don't think it's got a limit. Like, I think it just could be unbelievable.
Yeah, of course, they want to be the next Sophie Pescott, the next Kyra Robertson, the next Maria Boswell. I want to quickly mention Bos because she's, you know, a good friend of yours. Obviously, the new captain. Obviously, she's been captain now since December. I haven't been able to ask you, until now. What's that like having Bos as a captain? I know she's probably maybe in earshot of this potentially, but yeah, thoughts on this?
Yeah, she's giving me a stern look right now, so I'm going to have to say something nice. Yeah, no, she's great. She's a great leader, and it was quite a long time coming. Like, I think that she really deserved it, and it came at a good time where she was really confident. And I think some people actually see it as a bit of pressure, and it can sometimes affect their game when they feel like they've got to be responsible for other players. But I think for Bos, it's completely made her more confident, and it's improved her performance as well. Because yeah, she's a good player, but she's a good person as well, and I think everyone on the team really respects her, and they respect her opinion. So yeah, no, she's a great captain, and I think being so young as well, she's obviously got a lot to learn, but it's just crazy to think that she's only 21 years old. So yeah.
Yeah, good pundit as well, Bos, if you can hear. Very good pundit as well on Town TV. She's been on.
Yeah, she is actually.
So yeah, keep it up. But yeah, it's you know, what a team we've got at this football club right now. It's fantastic. Let's talk then, Pes, to round off the podcast. We've got two games left to go. First up, it's Cardiff at the AJ Arena. We've played them twice, so we know them a little bit. Obviously, we had two trips to Wales, two wins as well. Obviously, we started the season off at Cardiff, and of course, Megan, who was the last year's player of the year, obviously recovering from an injury. She scored her first ever goal, a late winner. That feels like a lifetime ago now because the season's nearly done. But yeah, quick reflection memories on that one, obviously an away trip. And it was a big late winner for Meg.
Yeah, I think that day was... That's got to be up there with one of like the best moments of this season, because we'd all worked so hard in pre-season, and obviously it was Meg's first goal for the club. Was it? Yeah, it was her first goal for the club, wasn't it? So it was a really good moment for her. So to do that literally in the last minute of the game on the first day of the season, because obviously we knew that in previous seasons we hadn't started the season very well. So we knew we wanted to get off to a good start. And yeah, it was a great day. They were a strong side. So we know that this weekend's going to be difficult. But I think that getting the 3 points on the day just showed that we really worked hard for that. And yeah, I think, as you say, this weekend, it's going to be a tough one. But I think I'm just glad that they're travelling to us and we're not going to them this time. So yeah, no, we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think we've gone there twice this year because obviously when we progressed in the cup, and then we got Cardiff away. We went, oh no, we've got to go to Cardiff again, which obviously Wales is a lovely, lovely place. Actually, we stayed in Newport, which is still in Wales anyway, but we stayed in Newport twice. But yeah, two trips to Cardiff, and luckily there was two wins, which is always good. Yeah, they're a team eighth in the table. They're solid first season back in the third tier. This game is a 1 p.m. kickoff as well. So if you're fancy going, ladies and gentlemen, it's an earlier kickoff, 1 p.m. Get yourself down to the AGL Arena. But yeah, Pes, two games left to go, which is just mad to say when, you know, it's been a season of ups and downs, obviously. But when it gets to this end of the season, you just think, wow, what, you know, how have we gone through a whole season? How do you look back? We've already done your reflection of your season, but how do you look back as a team and, you know, things to work on? But in terms of, you know, hitting different marks, I'm sure a lot of players are happy.
Yeah, I think at this stage of the season, it's obviously, to look back, it's gone fast and slow. It's one of them where, like, I look back, like, the Cardiff game seems like ages ago, but it's also gone so quick, and it's been a really enjoyable one. I think everyone on that pitch has improved as a player. We've got such good people in the team this year that we all work really hard for each other, and I know it will be a season that we'll all look back on and we'll have really good memories of. But I think this stage of the season with two games and obviously not much to play for, I think that we're all kind of playing for next season and showing why we deserve, to be in the team next year. Because we know that next year we're going to want the same goal. We're going to want promotion. So I think playing for that, everyone is obviously playing for themselves in a sense, but I think we're also just wanting to round it off on a really positive note, because even though it has been difficult, we have had a really positive season on the whole. And I think, as I say, I think the main thing for me that I've noticed is I think everyone's really improved as a player. So, I think just ending it on a positive note is going to be the main thing for us in these last two games.
And yeah, the big reminder to all the fans as well, it's still such a young squad, you know, even yourselves and, you know, you're saying Boz, just, you know, 21, you know, and she's a captain. And then obviously you've got, you know, defence like Evie Williams, 17, 18 yeah. maybe, 17. Leah as well, even Summy Hughes, she's still, you know, very young, and the whole squad, even the young, you know, players coming for like Ruby and Lena coming on loan, they're still so young. So yeah, it's just, you know, still learning obviously in the game. And, but yeah, it's been a season, as I said, loads of different memories. And yeah, hopefully we can end the season on a high pesk. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining me. Any other business from you? Anything else you want to mention? Put you on the spot there.
You've caught me off guard.
Any shout-outs?
I'm sure I've got a story somewhere, but I can't actually think on the spot.
It's fine. How was training today? How was training? You're obviously giving up your time, which is fantastic, just after training. So yeah, what's the train like at the moment with the last few games to go? You know, is it still high intensity?
Yeah, I think, I mean, Tuesdays are always really light. But I think we've all got good at just sort of preparing for each game as it is. But sort of, you know, we've all got individual goals and goals that we want to achieve as a team as well. And as I say, I think a lot of it is for next season. So nothing's really changed with training, but obviously towards the end of the season, you're just trying to stay fit, stay healthy, finish the season strong. So I think kind of everyone's sort of trying to manage it in a way and just make the most of it, I guess. I think for me personally, I'm just trying to make the most of the last bit we've got with all of us as a team at the minute. And yeah, just enjoy it, play with a smile on our face. So I think that's kind of the aim with training and games towards the end of the season.
Yeah, indeed, which is good to see. Well, Pesk, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining me, the Supporters Player of the Year. So Peskett joins me for another edition of the Kings of Anglia Track Girls Talk podcast, which is sponsored by John Fowler Solicitors. If you're free this Sunday, get yourself down to AGL Arena, 1 p.m. kickoff. Cardiff City are in town. And the Track Girls looking to finish their season on a high. Thanks again for listening. Of course, check out Kings of Anglia on all platforms. And we'll be back for another episode very soon. Bye-bye for now, everyone. Pesk, thanks for joining me.